Good morning, everyone. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. My name is Sally Kalen. If you are not following me on Instagram, come on over, Sally Kalen. I'd love to see you over there. There are over 250 episodes on here. If you haven't realized already, scroll back and you are going to find the answer to any relationship question you have. I can guarantee it. This is why I do the work I do, because I found myself in back-to-back toxic situations for a lot of my life. And I discovered, you know, that I was the common denominator. I had to heal myself. And on that journey, I remember thinking, I am going to share this with other people and help other people end that pattern of toxic once and for all. And that is why I do these podcasts, because I want you to step into your empowered version of yourself and find the love of your life. So with that being said, today I want to talk about what it's like to find healthy love when you're used to being in a messy relationship. And I'm going to make this short and sweet today, guys, because I did a reel on it the other day and I've had a lot of people asking me questions about it. And it really is an interesting subject, because a lot of us want this great love, this great relationship. But if we are used to having a lot of drama, a lot of toxic, then we can often sabotage those new relationships, right? We can find someone that treats us well, and we can almost turn into the person creating the problem. And that's what I want to touch on today, is why does that happen? Why is it that we can want a healthy love, we can want the great relationship, but when someone shows up that's willing to be that person, we either don't find them attractive or we create issues in that relationship, almost like we become the person, you know, sabotaging the relationship. What's going on there? And I know this was true for me. I know it's true for clients of mine that I've coached as well. And we've healed and grown from it, guys. So you can heal and change it. But here's the reason why that happens and why you can end up being incredibly anxious, strung out when you actually do find someone that treats you well. Because what happens is as we grow and learn, we become conditioned. I talk about the conditioning a lot, our internal conditioning from childhood. We become conditioned into certain ways of thinking, feeling, and being. And we can become, without us realizing, emotionally addicted to certain negative emotions. We can become addicted to sadness, unhappiness, frustration, anxiety, and all kinds. We become wired for it. Based on our interpretations of what we witnessed growing up, we can come to all these assumptions about what love is. And in my case, love was a battle. Love was hard to find. It didn't come easily. It didn't come effortlessly. In my case, especially from my parents, it did more from my grandparents, but I definitely never felt understood. I never felt a sense of peace. There was just a lot of chaos for me. I just never, you know, and I had a lot of negative beliefs. And this isn't about blame. I don't like to look at the parents or anyone and say it's their fault. You know, we have to get past that, because at the end of the day, they did what they know, etc. But the reality is, in my case, and it's my truth, I felt very alone. I didn't feel that love was given to me easily. So I formed a belief that love was hard. And so what would happen is, when I would end up in relationships where I was treated really, really well, it was like I created all these problems to make it difficult. Didn't know it at the time. I wasn't aware of it, but I would be reactive. I would be stressed out. I would be, you know, having a go at that person. Now, I was very young at the time, so you can put some of it down to being like a young person and all that kind of jazz. But, you know, I created the problems. But then when I would meet someone that would treat me really hard and difficult, they wouldn't be generous to me, or I would somehow find them really attractive. There was chemistry. Why? Familiar. That kind of feeling of them not wanting to give me love, it created the same energy as what I felt growing up. So there was a familiar feeling. And that is often what makes us attracted to certain people, because the energy that these people emit remind us of that early conditioning, and it feels normal. It feels what love's meant to feel like. So we get into these patterns. And so that was what happened to me. And that is what happens to so many people. Now, when I'm saying this, can you relate to it? Like, can you, when I'm telling you this story, does that make sense? Like, look back on your childhood, look back on your feelings. I mean, a lot of people say to me, but I had great parents. Like, how does, I don't know if that's true. But when we sort of, you know, break it down a bit, we always find that even if the parents treated you really well, there were certain things that happened, different interpretations that made you feel certain ways, and that is why you attract who you do, etc. So it's a little bit, there's always a reason, right, why we are attracted to people that give us a hard time. It's not just like for no reason. It comes from core beliefs. It comes from our conditioning. So getting back on track with why is it then, you know, when we begin doing the inner work and we begin to heal those patterns, what we need to do, we have to unlearn those emotional addictions. We have to begin to become self-aware. We have to be present. We have to take care of ourselves every day and become very, as I say, aware. So we're not just operating on autopilot every day, just getting up, doing the same thing, blah, 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 just really on a roll, which is what some people do. They just do their thing. And they never want to take that time to take a pause and say, okay, what's inside of me attracting these types of relationships? And these relationships don't mean that those people are necessarily not good people, or, you know, they're incredibly toxic or anything like that. But these relationships can certainly be toxic, meaning inconsistent behavior in relationships. They can be push-pull dynamics, hot and cold dynamics, partners not willing to commit or always seem to be busy, no time for you, or whatever it is, right? But as we begin to heal, as we begin to do the inner work on ourselves, we start to find different people attractive, right? And because as we change, so does our choices change. So does the people that show up in our life change. But when someone then shows up for us that treats us really well, like I said previously about myself back in the early days when I wasn't even aware of this stuff, we can sometimes start creating problems because we have become conditioned and addicted to the feelings of sadness, the feelings of frustration, the feelings of chaos. And so it can be really like uncomfortable almost having someone being so willing to give to us. And that is why that happens. All that's happening is the old program within you is wanting to keep going. So you need to do what I always say, the energy work to release those patterns from your body as well as your mind. It's not just enough to understand concepts of why we do what we do, why we attract who we attract. The body remembers everything. Right? You, your body, your cells, everything is contained in your body. So even if intellectually you understand this, your body can still signal the brain to act in a certain way, just to create drama. And before you know it, you're creating drama and uncomfortableness in that new relationship with someone that treats you really good. And you're sitting there thinking, you know, what the hell am I doing? And then that person can sometimes just leave. And then you're even more devastated, right? Because you're like, what? How does this happen? Or maybe you unconsciously want that to happen again because you want the difficult guy, and then the next guy shows up, he gives you a hard time, yay, I love this guy, he gives it. But you're not aware of it like that, are you? It just feels like, no, there's more chemistry with this guy. Is it really though, or is it just that you've got that familiar feeling? So this is my point that I'm making today. Just one simple point from all that rambling on, guys, is if you want to change your relationships, if you want to have a healthy relationship and it's something you're not used to, and when I say healthy, I am talking a full rounded healthy relationship where two people come together, they want to commit, two imperfect people willing to work together, heal together, grow together, and be in that connection with each other, right? If you want that, you can have that. But in order to have that, if it's something that you're not used to, you're going to have to unlearn certain emotional states. You're going to have to become self-aware to how you show up in your relationships and what is your core beliefs about relationships. because our beliefs are running the show. You know, I was coaching someone some months back. I think I've mentioned this before, actually, because it was a real standout. And she really believed that she didn't have commitment issues and it was just the guys. And, you know, when we dissected it, I think I mentioned this before in another podcast recently, actually, she basically realized that she didn't want to end up like her parents, which to her were in a mundane, unhappy situation, committed, but very unhappy. And she had a belief that being committed meant unhappiness. She didn't know it before we started coaching that that had been driving her life, but that indeed was. And so it's really important to sort of like look at yourself and ask yourself, what are these beliefs, right? Because like I just mentioned, they can stop these great relationships showing up for us and us being able to have those beautiful experiences. And that's why, like I say, it's one thing to want a healthy relationship, but there's another thing to be a match to it. And I'm not talking you have to be perfect to have a healthy relationship, because who is? Nobody's perfect. It's not about that. But you do want two people showing up together who want to grow and evolve together, right? Who want the same things, same values, same goals, because that's how you can stick together and work through things together. So that is my message, guys. If you need help with that, I offer a free initial call to talk about the program. What I offer in the initial 6-week program with me, it's a high-end, high-ticket program because we do the work. It isn't for anyone that just wants quick fixes, anyone that just isn't ready to totally change their life. It's not for you. It is for the person that is ready and all in. And that's why I only take a few clients on each month now, because I am so passionate about helping people that are so all in for a radical life change. So go and book that free call. The link is on my Instagram page at Sally Kalen. The new website, it still is on the old website. So go and check over there as well. But please ask me any questions you may have about the program. Like I say, book the free call and you can ask me all that on there. It's a free 15 to 20 minute call. We have a chat. I let you know what it's about. You can tell me where you're at and we can take it from there. Because I ultimately want to see you thrive. I want to see you slay in life. I don't want you wasting your time, wasting any more years of your life, because I did that, guys. And we can waste so much time, right? Trying to figure things out on our own when sometimes we just need a direct roadmap into a new life. So on that note, I'm going to love you and leave you. Have an amazing day. Scroll back, share this podcast with as many people as you can. Let me know how you find these podcasts, and I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast.